The 13th verse, the author introduces the topic of Srishtihi. Why does the author introduce the topic of Srishti here? It's a purpose, isn't it? Because he wants to talk about Maya. To talk about Maya, to discuss about Maya, has to introduce Srishti. And why should he talk about Maya? Isn't it? Because he has to talk about the Ajnanam. Why should he talk about the Ajnanam? Because Ajnanam is the cause of samsara. Isn't it? Therefore, why should he talk about the samsara? Because he has to tell us a solution for samsara. Understand now? You have to understand the whole thing now. See, author, there is this order now. There is samsaraha. There is now, you know, very clearly, what is birth, what is death. And this birth also, we have no say over our birth. So we are born, this fact itself is enough for us to understand we have no say over our birth. We are here sitting today experiencing, isn't it? We have no say over that. So similarly, we have no say over our death also. Completely uncontrollable situations, isn't it? Birth and death. In between birth and death also, how foolish it is to think that we can change everything, isn't it? We can do things what we want to do. No. So whole life, all the ordained situations also what now? Uncontrollable, isn't it? They're all law ordained. So birth, death, and in between birth and death, everything is within the realm of the law and order. That's a beautiful word. You have to understand. Swamiji always emphasizes law and order. Ishvara. Bhagavan Niyati, isn't it? So the law and order. And this is not the end. So after one birth, we go through pains and pleasures, and there is a death. The death is not the end of the journey, end of life, end of the journey of Sukshma. The Sukshma's journey continues, Sukshma's travel continues, our journey is endless. And every birth is what now? Port. Where you? Every death is a port where you get down, and a transit place where you get on to the new flight, isn't it? The journey continues and continues and continues, goes on and on. And this is called samsara. And this samsaraha, we want to know what is the soul cause of samsara. The cause of samsara and the solution for the removal of samsara is a subtopic, main topic discussed from the verse number 13 to 21. 8 verses. He explains the cause of samsara and solution for the cause of samsara. So, cause of samsara is what? Ignorance. You know very well. What is the cause of samsara? You have not understood very clearly before, but you know one thing very clearly, at least because repeatedly it's been said in the class, what that? Samsarasya karanam ajnanam. Ignorance, self-ignorance is the root cause of samsara, you know very well. Now, here, the author has to explain what ignorance is. Why there is ignorance, isn't it? And to explain samsara has to talk about the ignorance. And the teacher has to talk about the ignorance. So for that sake, he says, what is Maya? Isn't it? And to talk about Maya, he has to talk about the Srishtihi. So this is how the object matter flows. How is the flow of the object matter? Srishtihi Maya Ajnanam Samsaraha. Srishtihi Maya Ajnanam Samsaraha. Understand now? So he has to introduce the Srishtihi. But actually author is not interested in Srishtihi, but he is interested in pointing out the cause of samsara. Now in this context he says, see, there is creation. Let us go by example. There is a chain. When you say there is a chain, there is an ornament, a chain, an ornament. And you say this chain is a creation. Chain is a creation. When you say this chain is a creation, you have to see what is creation, isn't it? Creation is something bringing into existence of something which was not there before, isn't it? Bringing into existence of something which was not there before is called a creation. That's what is creation, isn't it? Then we will say what now? So the goldsmith has created an ornament, has created a chain, has made a chain. That means, really, if you analyze very well, what has he created? What has this goldsmith created? Did he create the gold? Has he created the gold? No. Has not created the gold. Why? Gold is already there. If gold is already there, then what has he created then? Isn't it? You may say, what has he created? In fact, even the chain is just the form and with the name called chain, isn't it? This is somehow given form and name. In fact, the name and form also he has not created. Name, the form also is not created. Why? Form also is something which is already there. The form, name and form also, the name is with the form, form is already there. Form also is not created, gold also is not created, therefore name also is not created. Then what has he created? What is it created? Isn't it? In fact, when you say this chain, the chain is what? Gold was there before and gold continues to be there in the chain also. Before the creation of the chain, gold was. After the creation of the chain also, gold is. Isn't it? Karanam is. Gold alone is the substance. Gold is the actual substance which alone enjoys a substantiality. The chain is just the form which has no substantiality, which is not at all tangible, isn't it? Chain is, the form is not tangible. So this gold was there before the creation of the chain. Gold is there after the creation of the chain also. Gold is there, gold is there, so gold is not created. And the Nama Rupa also, the name also was already there in the gold. The form also is already there in the gold. The person, the goldsmith has not created the form also. Isn't it? What is the chain is? What is chain now? Chain is only gold plus addition of the form. Gold plus added form is equal to effect. cause plus the added form, addition of form and name is equal to effect. Isn't it? Good, we can say good. Cause plus addition of form and name is equal to effect. So gold is cause, chain is effect means gold plus addition of name and form is equal to effect. So wood plus addition of name and form is equal to what? Furniture. Clay plus addition of name and form is equal to any earthenware. Isn't it? So, only the cause plus the addition of name and form is equal to effect. Therefore, these Namarupas also were there before there, and then cause, this gold also was there before. Now the chain, now is what now? Now the gold is, chain also is there. Isn't it? What was there before is now again. So, what is the specially given by the, done by this goldsmith. So the goldsmith has not created the gold, goldsmith has not created the name and form chain, isn't it? The gold was there before, the name and form chain also was there before. Now also the gold is there, chain and name and form chain is there, but what is the role of the goldsmith? Isn't it? Has only brought the name and form which were before undifferentiatedly, isn't it, unmanifest condition into manifestation. So the, isn't it now? So bring, nothing is created here. The cause also, is it clear now? The cause is not created, effect also is not created, there is nothing is created here, cause was already there, isn't it? The Namarupas was already there, but how was it? Namarupas were in the form of, first gold was in the form of, isn't it? There is a gold and biscuit gold. Don't think biscuit gold, okay? There is a gold in the form of biscuit. And then, now, he has to what now? In that biscuit, all the chains are there. All the names are there. Isn't it? All the bangles are there. All different types of rings and all forms of, all the golden, isn't it? All the forms of ornaments are already there in the gold biscuit. Know that? But how are they? When you see the gold, you don't see chain, you don't, isn't it? Nama Rupa Karma. Idam, no, Trayamidam Asit. Isn't it? Nama Rupa Karma. Function also, isn't it? The purpose also. Because as a gold, you can't wear it. In the gold, it is already chain, all the forms are there. But how are they? Unmanifest. Avyak. Nama Rupani. So now, Avyakta Nama Rupani. Avyakta Rupani. In the gold is there, forms also are there, in the very gold, but they're all unmanifest. Isn't it? So, gold is there, forms and names are there in the gold, unmanifest. They're unmanifest. But the goldsmith does not create anything here. He only brings to manifestation of the names and forms which were already there. Okay? So bringing the already existing names and forms into manifestation is called creation, srishtihi. What is Srishtihi? Everything is already there. Now, what is, isn't it? Everything is already there. Therefore, the substance, now we can say, Nama Rupa, when you say Nama Rupani, all the ornaments are not tangible, there is no substantiality, they don't have independent existence, that means they are now. isn't it? They're manifest. And different names, different forms and different names, they serve different purpose also. One goes to the neck, one goes to the hand, one goes to the nail, isn't it? See, finger, one goes to the ear, one goes... Now people have put everywhere, you know. Anyway, so it goes to different places. Different purpose, different karma, function. That's a different thing, but still, what it makes clear is, so everything is manifest. It is already there. So, similarly here, we have to understand, but one substance is the same. What was before and what is now? What was the unmanifest? What is manifest now? What was unmanifest before was Namarupa. What is manifest after creation is Namarupa. Isn't it? But what was common before and now is the substance. Isn't it? The gold was before, gold is now, the substance is one. We understand, substance is one. Before it was there, still it continues to be there. Is it clear now? Same way, remember the old example of water and stillness. Isn't it? H2O is there, stillness is, isn't it? What is stillness? H2O is, water is. Water is. And there, then there are no waves. Now you can say, when you see the ocean, can you say there is creation of the ocean with waves? Can you say that? In fact, it's not creation. The water which is there was there before. The waves which you see now also were there before. But what is the difference? Before the water was, now also water is. Before also waves were. Understand now? But they were unmanifest. And now the waves are manifest. When they are unmanifest, name is called stillness. Unmanifest means what? Stillness. Unmanifest waves together gets the name stillness. Isn't that what is stillness now? Isn't that when the waves are unmanifest, called stillness. The waves become manifest, isn't it? It's called waves. They get the name. What is added now? Form is added to what was before. Isn't it? What was there before is has extra name. Because the form is added, name is added. So addition of form and name to what was before is called what? Creation. What was, what is, what will ever be. Isn't it? What was before is still now. What is now will ever be. But what... Isn't it? The name, addition of names and forms alone, isn't it? Makes it what? Is the manifestation. Manifestation, you see the names and forms. Non-manifest condition, you don't see the names and forms. So what is created here? Nothing is created. How many substances are there? Only one substance. Substance is one. Names and forms are many. Names and forms are also not created. Substance also is not created. Nothing is created. What is happening then? The unmanifest Namarupani are brought into manifestation. That alone happens. Isn't it now? So manifestation of names and forms which remain unmanifest is called Srishtihi. And the same names and forms when they become unmanifest, is called pralayaha. And so now, the manifest names and forms, they become unmanifest, is called pralayaha. Srishtihi pralayaha. In between srishtihi and pralaya, what is there is sthiti. Understand now? So we don't need to worry about srishti, sthiti, laya. Is it clear now? This is, now we have gone to the entrance. We are talking about Ishvara, srishti, maya, all the topics had to be covered, the whole thing. So, if you see, somehow now you can understand from this example, you can very clearly understand the two things you have to remember now. What are the two things? One thing is, substance is not created. Okay? The substance was, substance is, substance will ever be. And substance does not undergo any change. And in that substance, namarupas are already unmanifest. Okay? Namarupas are located in the substance, but they are unmanifest. When the located namarupas, when they are unmanifest, isn't it? Unmanifest. And the same namarupas become manifest. Become manifest. So substance also is not created, and cause is uncreated, and cause is already there, and creation is nothing but addition of name and form to the cause. One thing, and the name and form also is not created, point two. Names and forms also already there in unmanifest condition, they become manifest. The third point is, the names and forms are unmanifest or are only brought to manifestation. Creation is nothing but manifestation of nama rupani, which are already there in unmanifest condition. Understand now? So, whether the namarupani are unmanifest or manifest, what is that one thing? Where do the namarupani, unmanifest condition also, they need to be somewhere. Where are they located? In its own cause. Names and forms are always, whether they are manifest, they are not outside of the cause. Whether they are unmanifest, they are not outside of the cause. Stillness is not outside of H2O. Waves are also not outside of H2O. Located upon what? If you ask, where is the stillness located upon? Where is the stillness located? Where is stillness? Isn't it? Stillness is located on where? Isn't it? Where is it located? Stillness is not outside of H2O. Waves are also not outside of H2O. Isn't it? H2O was there before. H2O is there now again. Now also. But what was not there before was, what was not there before? Just still the waves alone were not there before. Waves were there before. We can't say waves were not there before. Waves were there before. Waves are now also. But the only difference is waves were unmanifest before and now waves are manifest. Is it clear now? If the waves are, when they're in an unmanifest condition, isn't it? So, unmanifest condition, it is just namarupa, sir, avyaktam. Isn't it? Avyakta namarupani. Say now, avyakta namarupani. And then vyakta namarupani, manifest names and forms. So, what is cause now? When you say cause, what is the cause? Cause means, you can say, cause plus unmanifest namarupani or avyakta namarupani is equal to, isn't it, is equal to what? The cause. Cause plus unmanifest Namarupani is equal to the cause. Cause plus Vyakta Namarupani is equal to effect. Now let us go to the subject matter here. Similarly here, when you say the whole Jagat is effect, let us come from that. No, understand now. The whole Jagat is effect. So effect means what? Karyam. Whole universe is what now? Effect. Karyam. So we have to include in the karyam what? Include our mind, our buddhi. Understand now? Our senses, our pranas, our physical body, all of this, isn't it? The whole Jagat is the effect. Karyam. So karyam means what? Cause plus manifest names and forms. So universe is equal to, is it what? Cause plus manifest names and forms. Or I can say cause plus manifest names and forms is equal to the universe, the cosmos, the Jagat. You can say the substance, isn't it? Substance is the same. This Jagat. Therefore, now if you say this whole Jagat before, so the, all the Namarupa which constitute the Jagat, isn't it? What Jagat was there or not before? Jagat? Don't say Jagat was not there. Jagat was. Jagat was, but in how? Cause minus Namarupa Jagat was. Namarupa was, Namarupa also were there. You can't say Namarupas were not there. Unmanifest Namarupa. Now Jagat is equal to cause plus manifest Namarupani. You have to say. Cause plus manifest Namarupani. Isn't it? Manifest names and form is equal to the Jagat. And cause plus unmanifest Namarupani. Unmanifest. Is it clear or not? Cause plus manifest Namarupani is equal to Jagat. So now I told you already, cause was there before, Namarupas also were there before. Nothing is created. Isn't it? Therefore you should say what now? Cause plus unmanifest Namarupani is equal to, isn't it? Ishwaraha. Say now? Ishwaraha. What? Cause plus Namarupani, cause plus manifest Namarupa. I had used the word manifest, unmanifest. Cause plus manifest Namarupani is equal to the universe, the Kajagat. Cause plus unmanifest Namarupani is equal to Ishwaraha. Avyakta Namarupam plus Vyakta Namarupam. Is it clear now? Now I want to tell you here, what is that cause? What is that substance? Isn't it? The substance upon which the substance upon which the stillness is located, the substance upon which the waves are located, the unmanifest waves and the manifest waves are located, is H2O. Similarly, the substance upon which the unmanifest Namarupani, the Jagat, isn't it, was located, the substance upon which the manifest Namarupani Jagat is located, is equal to Brahman. What is Brahman now? Brahman, the substance is given the name Brahman. Brahman is the substance wherein the unmanifest Namarupani are there and the manifest Namarupani are also there. So Brahman was, Brahman is, Brahman will ever be. Namarupani, the Jagat also was there, isn't it? Namarupas also were there before, but Namarupas are there also now, isn't it? What is the difference? Namarupani were unmanifest before and now it is manifest. Only difference is what? Brahman also was there. Names and forms also were there. Brahman is still there. Names and forms also are there. Only difference is what? Names and forms were unmanifest before. Names and forms are manifest now. You can't say names and forms are created. No. This point very clear now? Now I give you the name. This unmanifest or namarupani, names and forms, or avyakta namarupani is given the name Maya. Avyakta namarupani, isn't it? Avyakta namarupani means what? Unmanifest names and forms. We give the name what now? Maya. Is it clear now? So Brahman, the substance, plus avyakta namarupani, the Maya, is equal to Ishwaraha. Again, I'll repeat. Brahman, the substance, plus avyakta namarupani, the Maya. Do you get what I'm saying? Is equal to Ishwaraha. Now, because big question, what is Brahman, what is Ishwaraha? Now, is it clear now?
Yes.
Just a question, the concept to understand. It's only Brahman. It's only Brahman. Isn't it now? What is Maya? Avyakta Namarupani. Not created Namarupani. Nothing is created. Isn't it? Unmanifest names and forms, Maya. Manifest names and forms is universe. But for the universe, manifest names and forms, unmanifest names and forms, for that to exist, it needs a location. Isn't it? Substratum. What is substratum? That is the substance, Brahman. Isn't it now? Is it clear now? Is it clear or not? So Brahman, that is a very important thing you have to understand. So Brahman is the substance which has what now? Avyakta Namarupani. It's called Maya. Is Ishwaraha. So Brahman plus Maya is equal to Ishwaraha. Means what? Brahman, the cause, the substance. Cause plus unmanifest names and forms is equal to Ishwaraha. So Brahman, the cause, the substance, plus manifest names and forms is equal to Jagat. Now tell me, what is the difference? Isn't it? This is Srishti. So now we have to go to next step. Is it clear or not till now? Is it clear? Now I tell you, this Maya is a Shaktihi, power. Maya is what now? Shaktihi, power. Power itself, when you say unmanifest. Power itself is what? Unmanifest only. And now you can say, this power cannot exist independently. No power can exist independently. Now come on, tell me, seeing power, the power of seeing, can it exist independently, independent of the Golakam? Then doesn't make any sense, is it? It exists depending the stillness. Can stillness exist independently? You had to ask, of what? Stillness of what? Isn't it? Stillness, I said stillness. Yes, there is stillness means stillness. What is stillness? You will ask me. There is stillness. Stillness exists. I say, can stillness exist independently? No. Isn't it? And no power can exist independently. Okay, power of speech. Power of speech. Where is power of speech? Can it exist independently? Tell me.
No.
Power of seeing. Seeing power. Hearing power. Power of smelling. Power of taste. Power of touch. Can the powers exist independently? No. There's no power, no such thing called power existing independently. Isn't it? You always refer related to something. Still is also related to something, isn't it? There's no independent existence. So, the Shaktihi, Maya is a Shaktihi, the power, isn't it? Which has no independent existence. What is Maya? Unmanifest names and forms. Unmanifest, you can say, you can reduce all the names and forms to one word. What is that? Unmanifest Jagat is equal to Maya. Is it clear now? Unmanifest universe is Maya. Is there unmanifest universe independently? No. When you say manifest, now what is this now? Universe is what? Manifest Nama Rupa, isn't it? Manifest Namarupa is universe, unmanifest Namarupa is Maya. But this, whether manifest universe or the unmanifest, whether the manifest Namarupa the universe or the unmanifest Namarupa the Maya is what now? Cannot exist independently. It needs a substratum. It needs a, isn't it? It needs a support, Adhara. It needs a location. It needs something, isn't it? It cannot exist by itself independently. So what is the substance which is a substratum for, which support for this power to exist? The unmanifest Namarupa, the Maya, isn't it? Or for the manifest Namarupa, the Jagat, isn't it? For that to exist, substance is what? Brahman. Is it clear now? Brahman is the substance wherein the unmanifest Jagat, the Maya, exists. Located, Maya is located where now? In Brahman. Is it clear or not? I know it's very little terse. It sounds very easy. Very, very easy. Nothing, all the words are not new. Brahman, Maya, Ishra, everything is old, very old words. But it sounds easy and it's also not very clear, isn't it? Not very clear, but it's like this. You can't even say how much you have understood. Yeah, something, some understanding we have, you can say. This is now, therefore, now this Maya, now we have already studied differently in other classes, isn't it? Whole Jagat is what now? Whole Jagat is manifest Maya. manifest Nama Rupa is Jagat. Jagat unmanifest is what? Maya. Jagat unmanifest is Maya. Maya manifest is Jagat. If we say Maya is equal to three gunas, whole Jagat is what now? Three gunas. Manifestation of gunas. Isn't it? Whole Jagat is what? Manifest Namarupa is Jagat. Unmanifest Namarupa is Maya. See, remember this very well. Avyakta Namarupani Maya. Say now. Avyakta Namarupani Maya. Avyakrita Namarupani. Undifferentiated. Avyakrita Namarupani Maya. Krita Namarupani Maya. Undifferentiated, unmanifest names and forms. Is it called Maya? Then Vyakrita Vyakta Namarupani. Say now. Vyakta Vyakta Namarupani Jagat. Is it clear now? But where are the names and forms unmanifest? Where are the names and forms manifest? In water. Huh? Where are they? In Brahman. Don't say water. Where are the waves, isn't it? Is it clear now? Brahman. Now, we'll say, I have talked to you about the three powers, isn't it? What are three powers? Remember three powers? Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi, Dravya Shaktihi. Now, we will not think about those three Shaktis. Understand now? The three Shaktis, three powers together, isn't it? As one power. Power has no independent existence, isn't it? Power has no independent existence. And power together is called Maya. Maya is unmanifest. Powers together, undifferentiated, unmanifest is Maya. Okay? And powers manifest are what? Three gunas. Is clear now? Three powers to unmanifest, when unmanifest, undifferentiated is called Maya. Three powers, when they become manifest, manifest powers are gunas. Now tell me, are the powers created? Powerful is not created. Power also is not created. Bah, priya vishya. I come to the point. Okay? Powerful is not created. Power also is not created. Is it clear or not? Power is not create. Power is not created. Powerful also is not created. Power is powerful also. Powerful is therefore power is. Isn't it? Powerful is power also is there. But the power, if the power is unmanifest, Maya, power is manifest, three gunas. Manifest power is three gunas, isn't it? Unmanifest power is Maya. Is it clear now? But the powerful is same, isn't it? Power, Shaktihi, unmanifest is Maya. Shaktihi manifest is what? Three gunas. Manifest Shakti is what now? Three gunas. Three gunas are what now? If unmanifest, Maya. Manifest, three gunas. Manifest Namarupas are what now? See, Maya is equal to unmanifest Namarupani. Avyakta Namarupani. Unmanifest Namarupani is equal to Maya. Isn't it? Manifest Namarupani is equal to Jagat. Okay. Unmanifest Maya is equal to... See, unmanifest powers is equal to Maya. Now say, manifest powers is equal to Gunas. Therefore, what now? Gunas is equal to what now? Jagat. Abadi, I have come to the point. Is it clear now? What is Gunas now? Whole Jagat is what now? Gunas. You want to see three Gunas? Red color, white color, orange color? What are the Gunas? Which is not Guna now? Tell me. Isn't it? Gunas are nothing but manifest Maya. Now you have to remember, now Namarupani Gunas added now. Now I'll go to the next point. Now let us forget about these three Gunas and let us forget about Shakti, isn't it? Now let Maya's different, we have to see differently now. At least you know very well now, unmanifest Namarupani, avyakta Namarupani is Maya. Vyakta Namarupani is Jagat. Listen now, this Maya, Avyakta Namarupani or Vyakta Namarupani are, they're not all tangible. They don't have any substantiality at all. Namarupani, Vyakta Namarupani or Avyakta Namarupani, Namarupani do not have any substantiality. Why? They are dependent on substance, isn't it? That substance is what? One and the same Brahman. This much is clear now? Now we'll look at this. Brahman, now you know what Brahman is, isn't it? You don't need to talk about Brahman now. Let's go to this Maya. This Maya, now forget about the other three gunas and three shaktis and all that. Now we have to come to a different point now. This Maya has two powers, isn't it? Maya means what? Don't say Maya has two powers. The two powers are there, isn't it? Maya is twofold powers. What are the two powers? Vikshepa Shaktihi and Avarana Shaktihi. Vikshepa Shaktihi and Avarana Shaktihi. I think 1 o'clock, I should stop now. We'll continue next class. Isn't it? Because we need to have lunch and break. Because we come back, I'll repeat, make it very clear. Yeah, it's a very important lesson. Very important. I don't want you to feel tired. You should go above the head. I should stop now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.